Doctor Who, Marco Polo, by John Lucarotti. On an icy mountain plateau, two young women are kneeling in wonder beside a massive indentation in the snow.
Must have been made by a giant.
Episode 1, The Roof of the World. A vista of mountain ranges stretches out in front of them, whilst behind on the plateau stands the impassive form of a blue 20th century police box. From it steps an elderly white-haired man.
What do you make of this?
And his younger companion.
Well, it could be a perfectly ordinary footprint, Susan. And the sun's melted the edges and made it look a bit bigger.
These four are the time and space travelling occupants of the TARDIS.
You all right, Doctor?
Yes, a little bit out of breath. Oh, that's quite understandable. After all, we're several thousand feet above sea level.
Do you know where we are then, Grandfather?
Well, I directed the ship towards Earth, and it looks as though I've been successful.
But what about that?
That? Well, I can't see anything without my glasses. Anyway, I don't like this place. You'll have to excuse me. I've got a lot of work to do first, and then we must leave.
Barbara, I wonder. Do you think it could be the Earth? If it were, where do you think we could be? In the Alps?
Oh, it could be the Andes. Himalayas. Roof of the world.
The roof of the world. I wonder, if only... Well, the doctor isn't very reliable, you know. Mustn't count on it.
We're always in trouble. Isn't this extraordinary? It follows us everywhere.
What's the matter?
All the lights in the ship have gone out. That whole circuit has burnt itself to a cinder, and added to that, it affected the water. We haven't got any.
Well, the water's no bother, Doctor. I mean, we've got snow, plenty of it. But how about the heating?
No, the heating as well. Everything's gone to pot.
But that's serious. We could freeze to death.
Serious? Are you telling... There's no need for you to tell me that, really.
I think I'd better try and find some fuel.
Fuel? Now, where on earth do you expect to find fuel here,
Well, I must try, mustn't I?
Oh, well, I wish you luck.
I'll come with you, Ian.
Thank you.
Yes, me too.
No, Susan, you stay here.
You stay with me, Charles. You might be able to help me.
Oh, come on, Barbara. We haven't got much time.
Susan, go into the ship and fetch me the 2LO, will you?
Yes.
You know what it is. Even if I do find the fort, I don't suppose I shall be able to repair it before it gets dark, and then we shall all freeze to death! Thank you.
Ian and Barbara leave the doctor and Susan to begin work on the ship's faulty circuits. Daylight is fading fast on the mountain as they pick their way along a narrow path, emerging onto yet another shelf of rock.
Ian, wait a minute. I must rest.
Come on, Barbara. We haven't found anything yet. We must find something.
All right, then. You go on. I'll catch up with you.
All right.
Ian moves on.
Oh, it's hopeless.
She leans against a ledge and closes her eyes. And when she opens them again, a fur-clad figure is standing just a few feet away.
Ian!
Startled, the figure turns and runs.
What is it? What's the matter?
There was an animal or something just standing there staring at me. You don't believe me, do you? Well, look at these footprints.
The evidence seems irrefutable. A line of prints moving off into the shadows. But of the watching figure itself, there is now no sign.
I'd better take you back to the ship.
Can you mend it, Grandfather, or have you got to make a new one?
I'm afraid it's going to mean a new one, dear, and that's going to take me days. I don't know, really. I'm always in the... Well, Chesterton.
Just as you predicted, Doctor. Nothing but snow and ice.
Have you found the fault?
Yes. But it's going to take such a long time, time we don't have. Now, the only chance is to try and get down to a lower altitude and before it gets cold and then we...
Doctor, there are strange things on the mountain. I saw one of them.
What are you talking about now?
Well, I only saw a print.
Print? What sort of print? Paws? Hooves? What?
To tell you the truth, I thought it was made by a fur boot.
No, Ian, I'm sure it wasn't human.
If it were, that means this shelter...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?